So we have to pay dollar on dollar off the bottom. Moshe Rabbeloi. Rabbeloi asked the following question. Matis is a mat. Rashi says it's made out of konim. It's pshute kliates. Tosis argues with Maisa Baroni Rashi. So it's a, what's it called? A mat made out of reeds, out of wood. But the wood that's just plain, ordinary slats of wood. So normally it wouldn't be makabel tumah. Matis b'meish minayim. How do you know that a mat like that is makabel tumas mace? Even though normally it wouldn't be makabel tumah because pshute kliates, but since it's makabel tumas medris, we have a klal that anything that's makabel tumas medris is also makabel tumas mace. The dinu, the reasoning or the limud is the following: a kavachomer, ma pachim ktanim shetahorim bezav, pachim ktanim. Our tahor, azov, is not metame pachim ketanim, meaning the following. You have little earthenware jars, and the top of the flask, you can't put your finger into it. So there's no way, at least not with heset, not with what's it called, any way that a zov could normally metame something, can't be metame these kelim. We'll see in a second why not. So pachim ketanim are tahorim b'zav, but tmeim b'meis. But if they're in an oel ha'meis, they're mekabel tumah. Methods shetamei b'zav, a mat that a zav is metame tumas medris, ain't no din shetamei b'meis. So kal v'chomer, it should be mekabel tumas meis. Okay. So the Gemara. So what's his question? V'amai l'chora ha'lesli tara b'mikva. It doesn't have tahara b'mikva. They, what's it called, pshutei kliates, are not, and don't have tahara in a mikvah. So the Gemara says, and we learned before we said that something that doesn't have tahara b'mikvah, right, is not makabel moshavu mishkav. And here we say that a mathitz, even though it's pshutei kliates, and pshutei kliates don't have tahara b'mikvah, still it's makabel tumas medras. So the Gemara says, Shani Hossam Hoil the Ika Bemino. Right? There are other kliates which do have Tahara B'mikvah. So it doesn't have to be that thing itself that has Tahara B'mikvah, but if something of a similar nature, even though it's a different kind of kli, has Tahara B'mikvah, that's also Mekabel Tumas Medras. Omar Le Rachmona Litzlan Mehaidaita. So they said to what's it called? Rabbeloi said to Rabbi Chanina, Rachmona Litzlan, right? That's what you said is a mistake. Samara says that Rabbi Chanina answered him, Adar Rabba, Rachmona Litzlan, Midaita Didoch. Right? You made the mistake, not me. Okay. So, in any case, what we're saying is now that, beside from the halacha that we're learning here, which we have to go to the Rashi to see exactly what it is, but there's a kalvachomer from Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim are not Mekabel Tumas Ziva, the Zov touches them. They're not makabel tumah. They're made out of cheres, and we'll discuss. Rashi says clearly why it's not makabel tumah, and yet they're makabel. What's it called? Tumas meis. So meifetz, which is makabel tumas zav, it's makabel tumas medris. Kol shekain is makabel tumas meis. And from this kavachomer, we have a rule throughout Shas that whatever is makabel tumas medris is makabel tumas meis also. Whether that halacha, and it's from this kal v'chomer. Rashi and Tosas seem to say it's min ha-Torah, midoraisa, such a tumah, and the Rambam says that it's only a tumah midivrei sofrim. Some learn midivrei sofrim, the Rambam says divrei sofrim means not the Rabbanan, it's deraisa, but we learn it out of the Yud Gimel Midos, we learn it from kal v'chomer, it's called divrei sofrim. And others learn it, Rambam means mamash, it's the Rabbanan, this kal v'chomer is not a real kal v'chomer, there are problems with this kal v'chomer. And therefore, it's only a tumah derabbanan. Okay, see that. Mephis shel konim. Mephis is a mat made out of pieces, slats of wood. The mace minayin shutame. How do I know it's makabel tumah of a mace? Lefisha matzino shupshute kliates tahor mitumas maga sherets. We know that pshute kliates are not makabel tumah sherets. Right? If a sherets touches pshute kliates, pieces of wood that don't have a base kibble, so they're tar. Minayin shekli haroy lemishka humosha makabel tumas maga b'meis. How do I know that a kli that is roy for tumas nedris is makabel also tumas meis if a meis touches the kli, even though it's pshutei kli eitz. The dinhu kal v'chomer uma pachim ktanim shel cheres, small flasks of earthenware shetahorim bezov she'enu matamim al yado. A zov cannot be matame pachim ktanim. Why b'shum tuma? The lemedris lochazu. They're not set aside for sitting on or walking on, so they're not matame medris. They nasuin lishiva. V'od shehin shalcheres uvemagal olitamu. They matamu salamaviron. They yochel ahachnis that's bo letochan mitnei shepiem tzar. And klicheres is not makabel tuma from the outside, only from the inside. And these have a very, very narrow opening, and you can't put your finger into the inside. So there's no way to touch the inside, and touching the outside is not matami then. Uvehesed lo, and even if you move it, lecharish, the halacha is that the zav is matami behesed. And even if he doesn't touch it, he just moves it. Right? So lecharish, he should be able to matami these pachim ketanim by moving them, right, even from the outside. Where it says lo, da'afki rachmona v'losh negiyah, because hesed we learn from a pasuk that speaks about negiyah. So it's like touching the whole thing. But if it's impossible to touch the inside altogether, then there's no tumas hesed either. Tumas hesed is only where it's possible to touch the thing. Then even if you don't touch it and you move it, it's like you touch the whole thing. That's called touching the whole thing at once by moving it. But if it's impossible to touch, and by klicheres the only touching is on the inside, then it's not makabel tumah behesed. The chol she'enu matami b'maga, enu matami behesed. Uva'arva rotav omer nami hachi legabi tumas masa. As shebol lechlal maga, bol lechlal masa. Tumas masa, the same thing. Carrying, zov, carrying this, or this carrying a zov, like the case of the scale, also wouldn't be mekabel tuma. Why? Because even though carrying lechora by klicheres, you don't have to touch the inside, but it has to be fit to touch the inside. Because carrying is also only something that you could touch, is tame through masa. But if you can't touch it, it's impossible to touch the inside, then it's not mekabel tumas masa either. Lamaisa, the hair of a zav is also tame, just like his body. And you could stick the hair inside the opening of the klicheres. So you could, the zav could touch the klicheres on the inside with his hair. V'tanya b'toris kohanim, the seir hazav metame, hani mile kli haroi l'negiyas besaro. Right? That's only if it's possible to touch with his finger also. But just touching with the hair is not called touching. But if you touch, you put a hair of a zav inside a kli that you could put your finger into, it's tame. But in order for a kli cheres to become tame, it has to be something that's fit to have your finger touch it on the inside. And since these holes are too narrow for that, even though you could conceivably put a hair, that's not enough to be considered negiyah. Ulahachi afki rachmana b'losh negiyas basar, kidechsiva hanogea b'basar hazav. Right? So there's a klal, it has to be the basar hazav touches the thing, not anything else. Okay. There are those that argue on this, on this Rashi, and say that what's it called, that seir hazav is also metame, but lemaiso, the halachas of pachim ketanim legabe other halachas taka depend on touching it with your basar, but enochinami the seyar would be matami it. Okay. Okay. Another way the Miri says another way that this pachim ketanim makabel tuma from a zav, even though the kal v'chomer still stands because many tumas it can't be makabel. And the tumas ames it can, but if a zav spits into the kli, mayonos hazav, it also could be. But Rabbi Rashi learns it has to be something that you could touch. Then these other things are matame too. It's impossible to touch with your basar. Then all these other things are not matame. Okay. Tmeim b'meis b'ohal meis. If these pachim ketanim are in ohal meis and they're open, d'chsiv v'chol kli pasuach. Any kli that's open is mekabel tuma b'ohal meis. So they're not mekabel tuma by a zav, yet they're mekabel tuma b'ohal meis. Methet shetamei b'zav. So a mat, which is tamei b'zav, the medris, Tochazi lemishkov. You could lie on it. Uksiva chol hamishkov. Umihocha natulam bi alma. The chol hametami bemedris metami tumas meis. Vafilu pshutek liyes. Anything that's makabel tumas medris is also makabel tumas meis. Even pshutek liyes, which normally are not makabel tuma, but since they're roy lemedris, they're also roy lekabel tumas meis because of this kavachomer. Va'amai tami bezov tumas medris. So now the Gemara finishes off the question that Rabbi Loi asked. Well, he learned before that Tumas Medrash is only on something that has Tyra B'mikvah, right? So why is methods Mekabel Tumas Medrash when it's less like Tyra B'mikvah? Dechiksiv Tvila B'parsha Shrotzim B'parsha Midyan, where the Torah said the halach of Tvila, right? It said it in two places, one by Shrotzim, and one by Parshas Midyan, by Geulei Kalim, by the Kalim they got from Midyan. V'hanach Kalim, d'chsidei hasam, yalfinin lehu tvila. All those Kalim that are mentioned there, that's where we learn that the tvila helps for these kinds of Kalim. Aval pshutei kliyeitz shelo nichtuvu sham, but pshutei kliyeitz were not mentioned there. Right? They're not included in any of the Kalim that are mentioned where tvila is mentioned. The inyan tuma lo yafinan lo tvila, because the pshute kliyets is not makabel tuma by sheretz, so it's not mentioned there that a mikvah will help for it. The less lutar of a mikvah, and therefore pshute kliyets are not makab, have no tar of a mikvah. The haloksivi behu, because mikvah isn't written by them. Ki hechi de ochel umashkein lem tar of a mikvah levishal lamadu lohem tvila b'torah. The same way that food and drink don't have any tar in a mikvah, because they're also not mentioned over there in the parashios of Tevila. So pshutei kliyets are also not mentioned because they're not makabel tuma of a sheretz. And those parashios is where mikveh is mentioned. So Mara says, no, shani hasem dika b'mino. Yesh b'kliyets sheyesh lem tara b'mikveh kagon mekablim. Right? There are kinds of kliyets that have the tara b'mikveh. Kliyets that have an insight. Right, that there could be makabel things. Just the straight, what's it called, kliyets, without a toch, without an inside, those are not makabel tuma, legabe sheretz, and they don't have any tvila b'mikvah. But, so therefore, the klal, that in order for something to be makabel tumas medris, it has to have tara b'mikvah, doesn't mean that thing specifically, but anything that in that kind of thing, right, that has even a different way that it's made, but it's the same material, has tara b'mikvah, that's fine. Okay. But klicheris in no way has tara b'mikvah. So therefore there's no tumas medris by klicheris. Rachmonu etzlom mehai daita, the kivan deli delek a tara b'mikvah, lo shani miklicheris. No, it doesn't go on the kind, it goes on that thing specifically. If that thing specifically doesn't have tara b'mikvah, then it's like klicheris, it's not makabel tumas medris. And he said, no, that's not the case. If, as long as the kind of thing has tara b'mikvah, even though this specific thing doesn't, then you do learn tumas medris. Okay, now the Gemara says, the time of my, right, Taka, why does Rabbi Chanina hold that it doesn't have to be have tara b'mikvah itself? It just has to be the kind of thing that possibly could be have tara b'mikvah even in a different state. Where did he learn that from? Trei kroi ksivi. He learned it from the fact that it says two psukim by Mishkov and Moshev. Ksivi isha sheyishka b'mishkovo, somebody who will touch the Mishkov of the Zav, and there, what's it called, it compares the Zav to the Mishkov. Just like the Zav is tara b'mikvah, the Mishkov has to have tara b'mikvah. Uksiv, v'chol ha-mishkov ha-she-yishkov alav ha-zav, yitame. Right? And another pasuk doesn't compare the mishkov to him. Right? It's just yishkov alav ha-zav. Doesn't compare the mishkov to the zav, not mishkovo. Right? So one pasuk says the mishkov has to be like the zav and have tara b'mikvah, and the other pasuk seems to say that it doesn't have to have tara b'mikvah. Ha-ketzah, yesh b'mino afogav de lesle tara b'mikvah, ein b'mino makish mishkov alav. Right, so the answer is that Enochanami, the Mishkov has to be like the Zav, it has to have Tara b'mikvah. Since there's another pasuk that says that it doesn't have to be like the Zav, that comes to limit it to tell me that even if this thing doesn't have Tara b'mikvah, but something similar to it, of a similar kind, has Tara b'mikvah, that's enough to be Makabel Tumas Medrash. Okay, Rashi. The time of my hechaksiva to mishum the ikabenino afagav dilei leka mitamin mitame name a hoil vakshise lezov atzmo boy to tavle tara lidide. Right? How did Rabbi Hanina know that it's enough that it had that something similar to it, of the same kind, has tara b'mikva, and it doesn't have to be actually itself? Since we compare what's it called, the tumas medrash to the zov, why don't we say that just like the Zav himself has to have Tara B'mikvah, this thing itself has to have Tara B'mikvah? Where did Rabbi Hanina know to extend it to something that doesn't have Tara B'mikvah, but of a similar kind thing would have Tara B'mikvah? Ksiv Mishkavo, Makish Mishkavo Lo. One Pasuk says that it has to be, the Medrash has to be like the Zav. Uksiv V'chol HaMishkav, Afagav D'lo Dom L'Zav. Another Pasuk says anything he sits on, even if it's not similar to him. The Haloksiv Mishkavo. Right, so the fact that there's two psukim, one says it has to be like the Zav and have Tara B'mikvah, and one seems to say it doesn't, so we have a pshara, we compromise between. Even if it itself doesn't have Tara B'mikvah, but it's something that has, in its kind, Tara B'mikvah, that's enough. That's what we learn from between these two psukim. Rava Omar, Medrash Klicheres Tor Mehacha. Rava says I have a different source, where Medrash Klicheres is Tor. Not from the same source that we learned before, that since the Mishkav is compared to the Zav, it has to have Tyra B'mikvah, and the Klicheres doesn't have Tyra B'mikvah, and therefore it can't be Makabel Tumas Medrash. He learns from a different place. The Chol Kli Pasuach Asher Ein Somid Pasil Olav. Okay? It says in the Ohel HaNeis, if you have a Kli that's opened up, a Klicheres that's open, Asher ein somid pasil alav. There is no cover that is tightly put on the top of this kli. Okay? Because if there is a cover that covers the kli completely, it's not makabel tumas oel, tumas mace. Ha yesh somid pasil alav tar. If it does have a cover on it, this kli cheres, right, then it's tar. Okay? And then the maises mashmit, it's tar completely. Right? L'chora nilo askinen diachdinu le'ishto nida, v'kom rachmenu, rachmona tohar. Now, what happens like this? You have, tohar is going not on the kli, but it's going on what's inside the kli. If you have a kli cheres, and you have a piece of meat inside the kli cheres. So if the kli cheres is open, and it's in an ohel hanes, so the tumas ha'ohel enters the kli, and it's matami the basar. If the kli is closed off, so kli cheres is not makabel tumah from the outside, right, and the air of the ohel can't get inside the kli, so the basar is tar, and the klicheres itself serves as a buffer between the ohel and the meat inside the kli, because the outside of a klicheres is not makabel tuma, and anything that's not makabel tuma buffers in an ohel between the ohel and the thing that could be makabel tuma. Okay, but if the thing that is the meat is in would be makabel tuma, for instance. It would be in a, what's it called, in a kli that's metal. Metal kalim or makabel tumah, even from the outside. So, and it was covered up, so the air of the ohel couldn't get into the kli. But since the kli itself is makabel tumah, it doesn't save the meat inside from being makabel tumah. Right? And therefore the ohel hanes extends into the kli, and the basar becomes tameh directly from the ohel hanes. Doesn't come tameh from the kli who's metameh the basar. It's makabel tumah for ohel hanes, because anything that's makabel tumah doesn't buffer, doesn't stop the ohel hanes from coming in, even though it's solid. So if kli cheres could be makabel tumah, then it wouldn't be a buffer. It's mashma that any kli that's covered, kli cheres, is always saves what's inside of it. Right? The thing inside is not tameh. L'chara, if kli cheres can makabel tumas medrash, you can have a big kli that the guy set aside for his wife sitting on when she's a nida. So it's makabel tumas mishkav in Moshe, medrash, right? And if a kli cheres could be makabel tumas medrash, then the meat inside shouldn't be saved, even if the kli cheres is covered completely, the top, but the outside is also makabel tumah, because of tumas medrash, and therefore it's not a buffer, so the meat should become tummy, and the Torah says no. Any kli that's covered, kli cheres, is never, the thing inside is never makabel tumah. That means there's no possibility that a kli cheres should ever be makabel tumah from the outside. if Medrash would be Matame Klicheres, there'd be a possibility. Kamash Malon, that there's no such possibility, and Klicheres is not Makabel Tumas Medrash. Rashi. V'chol Kli Pasuach, Kli Cheres, Ka'omar. It's talking about a Klicheres. Sha'atuma Nichnas Lo Derech Pisho. Because by Klicheres, the tumor can only go in through the inside, not from the outside. Milo askinen, milo mashma b'mikra, tafilu yichdo la'oso kli li'ishto nida, le'shivala. It's mashma that there's no case where if the kli cheres is covered, the thing inside should become tame. Right? Why not? I'll give you a case. If it's kli cheres mekabel medrash, then it's cooking in a case. There's a case where the guy set aside this kli for his wife to sit on when she's in nida. Right? Even though that is the case, even a kli like that is still would save what's inside it from the oil. The e tamei medrash, if that kli would become tamei medrash, or even could become tamei medrash, heichi matzel. How could it be a buffer between the oil and what's inside the kli? For kol dover tuma ein chotzes b'tnei hatuma. Anything that could be makabel tuma is not chotzes b'tnei hatuma. And here, the kli cheres, even covered, is still possible to makabel tumah if it could be makabel tumah's medrash. Just set it aside for sitting on, and it's makabel tumah's medrash. Elishma mina, there ain't medrash by kli cheres. Must be that that's impossible. There is no tumah's medrash by kli cheres. Hilka kli cheres amukav tzomit pasul, tahor, mikol tumah. Right? A kli cheres that is covered can't be makabel any tumah. Uve heset nomi lamatami. Rashi says not even heset. Right? Why? Like the cloud we had before. It has to be able to be touched on the inside to makabel hesed. And here, since it's covered, you can't put your finger into it. And therefore, if you can't put your finger into it, even if you move it, moving is considered like you touch the whole thing. Klicheres is not makabel tuma unless you touch it on the inside. And here, it can't be considered like you touch it on the inside, because it's impossible to touch on the inside because it's covered. Tosus argues, and he says it is makabel tumas hesed. Because lemaisa, you could open it and take the thing out from the inside, and it's all made to be opened for the thing on the inside to be taken out. So it is makabel tumas hesed, but that's not enough to make it not a buffer from an ol hames. The Rashi is not makabel tumas hesed either. This inyan, whether klicheres that's covered, right, could be makabel tumas hesed or not, is a big inyan l'gabi Chanukah. Because the Pach HaShemen, right, was covered. It was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and the Shemen inside was tar. So they asked the Chora, how was it tar? If Klicheres is Makabel, even Tzomid Pasul, is Makabel Tumas Hesed, because you could open it up, right, then that the guy moved around all the things, the Chora, they moved around this one too. So the Shemen was Tumid. According to Rashi, that it's not Makabel Tumas Hesed, so the oil, there's no way it could become tummy. But according to Tosfos, that it could be makabel tumas hesed, l'chora that, so there's all different terutzim, that they found it in the ground, they knew it wasn't moved, or whatever, all different perush. Okay. Uva hesed nami lo matamule, kid aprecious leil. The chosh lo bolich la maga, lo bolich la masa. Since it's covered, you can't put your finger into it. So masa hesed only tame if you could conceivably touch it. These things are considered in place of touching, but where it's impossible to touch, masa and hesed also don't apply. Therefore, it serves as a buffer in all cases. So there's no way that this klicheres could be makabel tuma if it's covered, and if it could be makabel tumas medris, then there would be a way from Ashmalan from the pasuk that there's no such thing as tumas medris by klicheres. Okay. Go on. Okay, the next Mishnah, there is a tremendous amount of Perushim here. You can see all the diagrams. There's Mishnayis and Kilayim. That's where this also appears. There's page upon page of Tosfos Yontif and Rav, different Girsos and different Rishonim or whatever. Baruch Hashem, we are only learning Rashi, and that's all we're going to stick to. Okay, we're not going to go into anything else, maybe one or two just things of information. But this is a very complicated sugya. There are many, many different perushim here, and many girsos in the perushim, and questions and answers on all of them. And we're just going to stick to Rashi. Okay. Minayim laruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim shezorim besocha chamisha zaronim Dalet al dalet rucho so aruga, the achas beemza. Shenemar, ki ke eretz totzit simcha, uke gina zroeha tatzmiach, zara lo nemar, ela zroeha. Okay. The gabe kilayim, kilay zroim. Okay, just from the Torah, there are a few kinds of kilayim. There's kilay kakerim. If you plant two different kinds of seeds, wheat and barley, together with a kerem. So everybody holds that if you plant the three seeds together at the same time, you're over in Isodoraisa and you get Malkus. If you don't plant them at the same time, they grow up together, what's it called, mixed together. And then it could be you don't get Malkus, but it's still Osir Min HaTorah. Okay. That's Kilai HaKerem. Kilai Zroyim, and that's Osir only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. The Kilai Zroyim is the same thing. Kilai Zroyim is what's it called, only Osir in Eretz Yisrael. And here there's Machlokas. Rashi seems to say that Kilai Zroyim is only Drabonah. Right? Kilai Zroyim is only Drabonah. Tolinus of Drabonah. And some say that what he means is that Stam, if you have Zroyim that were planted at different times and they're mixed, that's only Issa Drabonah. That it's Nisir Doraisa if you plant them mamish together. That's how some learn. That even Rashi holds that Kalai Zroyim, if you planted mamish together, are also min HaTorah. Because there are sources that seem to say that Kalai Zroyim are also min HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Others say, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wants to say, that the only time that Kalai Zroyim are Osir, not if you just plant them together, but they merge, the seeds merge together, like Harkova. Because there's another kind of Isser of Kilayim where you graft trees together. Grafting is even Osir and Chutz Laretz. Could be there's Midrabanan, but grafting, right, so grafting the seeds together, that could be Osir Min HaTorah. But just planting them together is not Osir Min HaTorah, according to Rashi at least. Tosus learns that Kilay Zroyim is always Osir Min HaTorah. There it is. Okay. So you have what's it called, Kilai Zroyim. You have different kinds of seeds, different kinds of plants, and you're not allowed to plant them mixed together, whether Min HaTorah or Midrabanan, whichever it is. So what's considered mixed together is not that they get the same, they get their nourishment from the same place. It has to be mamish mixed to the eye. That's what's also Min HaTorah or also Midrabanan. If they're mixed mamish to the eye, but if they're separate to the eye, even though they are getting their nourishment from the same place, that's not kilayim. So how do I know that if you have a small bed of vegetables, the Meiri says this only applies to vegetables. It doesn't apply to wheat and barley and things like that. Others say it applies to all kinds of seeds, as long as you plant them small amounts. We're talking over here, one bed. One bed. We'll see that's 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. Okay, that's the area of this bed, 36 square tfachim. How do you know that you can plant 6 different kinds of vegetables there and it won't be kilayim? It'll be enough of a separation that it won't be kilayim. So the Gemara says, we learn it from a pasuk. What's it called? Ki ke'eretz totzi tzimcha o kegina zroeha tatzmiach. Zara lo nemar el zro eha, that you can have many kinds of seeds in one bed. How do we know that 6 tvachim? That Rashi said they were that they had a Kabbalah. That the we'll see in 1 second. But in any case, Hamish is right. Five in 6 tvachim. Right, 5 in 6 by 6. Right, 5 different zroim. Okay. So Mara says, my mashma, let's go to Mara and then we'll go to Rashi. My mashma, where do you see from this pasuk that you can plant 5 different kinds of things in a 6 by 6 tvachim, a bed, and it won't be considered kilayim? Om Rav Yehuda, ki ke'eretz totzi tzimcha, totzi chad. Totzi is one kind of seed. Okay? Tzimcha chad. Totzi tzimcha is another one. Harei trei, that's 2. Zro'eha. It's seeds, plural, is another 2. That's 4. Ha'arba, tatzmiach, another time it says tatzmiach, chad, ha'chamisha. Altogether, 5. The kimlu, the rabbanan, the chamisha, b'shisa lo yanki. And the rabbanan said, since it's a hint here to 5 different kinds of things, and 5 things within a square of six. Lo yanki mehadadi, the yanika, you can keep the nourishment under the ground separate. They're not nourishing from the same place. Therefore, five in a six area, 6x6 area, is not considered kilayim. Okay, now we'll see Rashi and explain what's going on over here. Shizorim besocha hezaronim velo havi irbuv. It's not considered that they are mixed together. Again, the mixture over here is in one of two ways. Either to the eye, right? Or if to the eye it's not a mixture, right? Because there's something that separates them, then even if they nourish from the same place, there's no problem. But if to the eye it looks like a mixture, there's nothing that separates, then you need to separate also the yanika, the nourishment. Okay, we'll see one second how that works. Right, that it's able within that 6x6 to separate five different kinds of tvua, and it won't, or five different kinds of seeds, and it won't be considered kilayim. Dalad mi dalad ruchos haruga. This is the way Rashi learns. Memalius kol haruach at somach lekeret. So what you do is you plant the outer furrow on the perimeter. You fill up the whole thing up until the corners. Okay? So you have the north side completely planted in the furrow, just the corners, the north, the east corner, and the north, west corner are empty. Then you plant the east side, but you leave the northeast and southeast sides empty. But the whole east is filled up. And then the same thing with the west side and the south side. But you leave the corners empty. Okay? So, the achas be'emtza, and so there you have four different things. Each side is a different kind of thing. One is beans, one's cucumbers, whatever. Right? And then, in the middle, the achas be'emtza, garin echad, one plant in the middle. The afopi she'kol eitzel hakronos smuchim zelazeh, in order for it not to be yonek, you need, Rashi says, three tvachim to keep things away from each other. The yonkim zemize, ein kan beis michush. The gabi kilayim hekeruhu deba'inen. The isser of kilayim is not that they have nourishment one from the other. That's not the isser. The isser is irbuv. You need a heker that they're not mixed together physically. The lohavi irbuv. The ha'akilayim kapit kro. That's what kilayim means, a mixture. So if it's not mixed together, that's fine. Aval yanika lo chashinan. We're normally not choshesh for the fact that they get nourishment from the same place. That's not called irbu. They're not mixed together, not to the eye. Afilu b'klay akerem deoraisa. Even klay akerem, which are min ha'torah. Kedishnan zeh somech legeder mikan, v'zeh somech legeder mikan. If you have something that separates between the vineyard and the grain, even though they're mamish right next to each other, there's a wall that's between them. And under the ground, the roots are getting unique, one from the other. But since there's a wall that separates above the ground, and you can see they're separate, that's not kilayim, even min haTorah. Even kilaya kerem, which are min haTorah. The afogav di yanki mitato, even though underneath the wall, they're getting nourishment, one from the other. That's not the isser. The isser is not the nourishment. The isser is the mixture. And they're not mixed, because there's a wall. The kosh came klaizroim durabonin. Surely klaizroim, which are only durabonin. And we explained already what Rashi means, according to different opinions. The lo chayshin liyanika. We're not worried about the fact that they get nourishment from the same place. Kedishnan gabi rosh tur, lekamon, bishnaisen, the gabi gvei shuros. Right, later on, the Gemara will speak about where it's planted in such a way that you see that they're two separate things. One's planted like an arrow coming into the other thing. This is straight and this is on an angle, and you can see that they're separate. The hariyesh kan heker gadol, and over here there's a tremendous heker that they're not mixed together, because this is planted north and south, and this is planted east and west. So you see that they're two separate different things. Right, they're planted in a different way, right? And as long as the corners are left open, then nothing is contiguous, and they're all planted different directions. That's enough to separate them, even though they're close enough one to the other to get nourishment one from the other. That's no problem. But they're not lamaisa mixed together.
Right, Ruach Zu, Zeruah, Tzvah, Medarim. This one's planted north and south. The Zu, Zeruah, Mizrach, Omar. The other one's east and west.
But between the middle one and the ones on the side, you do need to separate that it shouldn't have nourishment. Why? Because there's no hecker, right? There's nothing that tells me they're not mixed together. The only thing here that could make them separate is the fact that they don't have nourishment one from the other. Right? Where there's a wall, where they're planted in different directions, that there's something visual that tells me they're not connected, then we don't care about the fact that they have nourishment. But where there's nothing visual that tells me that they're not mixed, the one in the middle to the sides, right, then you need a certain distance in order to say that they're not connected, they're not mixed together. That distance is the amount that they're not yonek one from the other.
So if you put up a wall, it would be good to...
Yeah, well, it would be fine. But we're talking about being able to do it without any walls. Tzorech harchaka, kedei yinika, the einsham heker. The Havi Makarvi, Havi Irv, if it would be closer, that would be considered mixed together. The Hamafarish Darid Galnin and Bedalit Haruchos Toeh. Anyone who says that it doesn't mean you fill up the whole Ruach, the north, south, east, and west, except for the corners, it means you just put one stalk in the middle of the Ruach, is making a mistake. The Ihar Chokha, Mishum Yenika, Tezzaronim Yeshlis Roabo. Right? If that's the case, you have to separate three Tvachim. Right, you could have nine things in an aruga. If we're talking about single things, right, not whole furrows, then you could have nine. If that's the pshat, how? Mishum yinika tez zaronim yeshes robo dalid b'dalid akramas. You could put one in each corner, okay, and that's four, okay. The echod. And one in the middle, because you'll have three tzvachim, right? Because the three tzvachim count the place that the thing itself is planted. Or that when it comes to kilayim, the amos are shochakos, so it's a little bit more than six tzvachim. Six tzvachim plus a little place for the seed. So whatever it would be, you put one in the corner, and one in the middle, and you have three tzvachim between them. And then three tvachim to the next corner, three tvachim around, so you have, what's it called, eight along the perimeter, and one in the middle. You're able to have nine things. Why do you say only five things? Elamai, it's not talking about single things. This only single one is in the middle. All the other ones are, the whole furrow is planted. Kishir yunika tefach umechtzel cholechad. Right? You only need a tefach and a half for each one. Rashi learns that Shir Yanika's, each one is a tefach and a half. But if they're within three tzvachim of each other, then they're yonek from the same place. They're not yonek from each other directly, but they're yonek from the same place the other one is. This one's Yanika extends a tefach and a half, and this one's Yanika extends a tefach and a half. So if they're less than three tzvachim from each other, they have the same Yanika from the same place. That's awesome. Tosfos learns that the Shir Yanika is three tzvachim, not a tefach and a half. And the problem is not that they're yonek from the same place, but they're yonek from each other. They can't be within three tefachim of each other, because they're yonek one from the other. But Rashi learns the yonek is only a tefach and a half. And the problem, if you put them less than three tefachim, is they're yonek from the same midpoint. That's also awesome. If there's no heker. V'yesh bein kolecha v'yecha gimel tefachim kashir yonekah. Tefach u'metzah l'cholecha. Hilkach v'chol ruach u'memalei. Ad somach lekeren, right? Therefore, it can't be talking about one single stalk, right? It has to be talking where on the sides you fill up the whole thing, and that's counted as one, and the other side one. So you have four on the sides and one single one in the middle. Hilkach lechol ruach u'memale ad somach lekeren. You fill up the whole furrow up until the corner, so it's clear that this is going this way and this is going this way. Even though by the corners, this one's closer to this one than three tvachim, and they're yonek one from the other, that makes no difference. Because there's a hecker, a visual hecker, that they're separate. Because this one's going this way, and this one's going this way. Lo ichbaslan. Dilin kilayim hecker ba'alma hu deba'in in kibrishis. Zro eho, bigmar mefarish, hechi mashma hei zaronim bevav tvachim. How do we know over here? Five and six. Totsi chad, simcha chad, zroera trei, tatzmiya chad, v'shisha tvachim, galekala melech mikra. The six tvachim, we don't really know from this pasuk. All we know is that there's some
some area that you could plant five different ones and it won't be kikilayim. Right? So what is the minimal area? Kimluhu d'rabanan. The Rabbanan knew. D'stam aruga hanizras b'hei zaronim kachi midasa.
That if you can plant five and there won't be any irbuv, it can only be the minimum of what's it called, of six, to be able to do that. Right?
The chamisha zroni b'shisa tvachim lo yanki, and tsoi, right, uberuchos mahadadi.
Right? The ones on the side were not afraid of Yanika. But in order to have that one in the middle, you're going to have it at least three tvachim from either side. So you need six tvachim. You can't have less than six tvachim. If you have less than six tvachim, then the middle one, which has no heker, is going to be yonek from the sides, and that's no good.
Why does the middle one have no heker if it's far away from all the others?
That's not far. What's far away? How far away is it? Far away means that it can't be yonek.
You see, the corners.
That's not, no, but the corners, because only because it's going a different direction. If it wouldn't be going a different direction, you also need, the far away means yonek.
Okay, but here's different directions, and so, one's top in the middle, so it's a different
right.
direction.
Right, no, it's not a different direction. It's not planted a distance with one thing. This can't be a different direction, one thing. Right? The different direction means that's the hecker. And if there's no hecker, then you need a distance. What's the distance? That's the unique.
Some things, north, south, or east, west as a direction is intrinsically different from a point.
No, it's not. That's not. That's just the opposite. A point is all directions. It's not different.
Okay.
Right? That's not a hecker. Okay. Okay. The sheer unique called Zera Tefech Umechtze, Mokom Hazera. Harimin hazera hanizra the gvul haaruga kineged haemtsoi the ad haemtsoi gimel tvachim umeelu hashnayim on lemedim the sover tanadi don shenika hazera tefach umechza. From here we can understand that a zera is yonek one and a half tefach, because in order for it not to be yonek from the same place the other one's yonek, you need three tvachim. Midlokava makom lezera hanizra etzel hagvul lo shivo etzel hakeren elafilu imbol zoro kineged emtsiosa. Zoro. Now here you don't have to do it on the horizontal where it could be farther away. Right? Now plant each one in the corner and one in the middle which will be farther away from the other side. No, you could even plant it in the middle and separate it from the side. And that is three tvachim, because if you separate it from the corners, it's the hapatnus, it's greater than three tvachim. So maybe the sheer yanika is more than three tvachim. But since you can plant these in any way, you can plant it on the side and in the middle, and therefore the amount of distance between the middle and the side is only going to be three tvachim, right, on each side, in a six tefach square. So lemaisa, we see from here that yanika is a tefach and a half for each one. Alma barchok is gimel tvachim sagi. It's enough to be marked three tvachim that they're yonik from the same place. The afagavdalin kilayim hekera bi'alma b'inan, even though by kilayim you only need a heker, below chashin liyanika, we said, you don't care about the yanika, kidisnan lekamam b'shmaisin, gabe rosh tur v'gabe dey shuros, miu hefrish zaron le'aruga delo lehavi irbuv, leka hekera b'botzer mishir yanika. But that's only where there's a heker, where things are planted in different directions. Where there's no heker, the thing is just separated from the other one, then you need a separation that makes it that it's separated. How much is the separation that's separated? That it's not yonik. That's the idea. In other words, yonika doesn't create kilayim. You need a separation. But where there is no other separation, then the separation is caused by being far enough away that it's not yonik. Yigabi rosh tur shtei shuros lekamon ika hekera. Hilkach ki romez lankra hei zaron in baruga b'shel vav tvachim ka'amar. Therefore, this is the remez of the pasuk, five in a 6x6, because five in a 6x6, you'll be able to separate the middle one from the sides, three tvachim, and by three tvachim.